We are reading selected excerpts from the sources about the topic of work about reason. You can find the study materials on our website. You can also ask questions on cab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes,
we're reading excerpt 79 from the writings of Rabash. When should one use pride in the work? Excerpt 79. When one engages in the kingdom of heaven to take upon himself faith above reason, that is, when the body disagrees with it and gives him many excuses that now is not the time for this, and it brings him evidence from other people who do not pay attention to this work of faith in the Creator above reason, one should say about this, and his heart was proud in the ways of the Lord. He does not look at anyone, but he is determined that this is the path of truth. And he should not look at anyone or hear what the body makes him understand. Go and look at reputable people who understand what is the work of the Creator. It is about this that they said, and his heart was proud. To be proud, that he understands better than everyone. However, when he engages in Torah and mitzvot and sees that he has no idea what he is learning or what he is praying, at that time he must not be proud and say that if he does not understand, why should he look at the books in vain if he does not understand the matters of Torah and mitzvot? At that time, he should be in lowliness. As our sages said, be very, very humble. In other words, a person should be in lowliness and say that he is happy with whatever grip he has, since he sees how many people do not have any grip on spirituality. Therefore, here he needs to feel that he is not worthy of anything and be happy. Read it again. Again, excerpt 79 from Rabash. When should one use pride in the work? When one engages in the kingdom of heaven to take upon himself faith above reason. That is, when the body disagrees with it and it gives him many excuses that now is not the time for this, and it brings him evidence from other people who do not pay attention to this work of faith in the Creator above reason, one should say about this, and his heart was proud in the ways of the Lord. He does not look at anyone. Rather, he is determined that this is the path of truth, and he should not look at anyone or hear what the body makes him understand. Go and look at reputable people who understand what is the work of the Creator. It is about this that they said, and his heart was proud. To be proud that he understands better than everyone. However, when he engages in Torah and mitzvot, and he sees that he has no idea what he is learning or what he is praying, at that time he must not be proud and say that if he does not understand, why should he look at the books in vain if he does not understand the matters of Torah and mitzvot? At that time, he should be in lowliness. As our sages said, be very, very humble. In other words, a person should be in lowliness and say that he is happy with whatever grip he has, since he sees how many people do not have any grip on spirituality. Therefore, here he needs to feel that he is not worthy of anything and be happy.
No questions?
Rav, what is the difference between at the time that he's engaging in the kingdom of heaven or engaging in Torah and mitzvot? What are these two states?
Torah and mitzvot means that he's correcting himself. Kingdom of heaven means that he dedicates, devotes himself to the Creator fully. That's the difference. How should I put it? Malchut Shamayim, Kingdom of Heaven, is when I annul myself and I work only on Chasadim. Malchut Shamayim. That's how it is from above. Kingdom of Heaven. Torah Mitzvot is when I use all my vessels in order to find connection in three lines with the Creator. This is a more practical approach, business-like, a different one.
Can we say maybe that the kingdom of heaven is the greatness of the goal and to run mitzvot are the means for it or something like that, more related to the work?
Torah and mitzvot are actions on my part. Kingdom of heaven, it's my annulment towards the Creator. Azerbaijan.
Rav, доброе утро.
Good morning. The friend Ibad is asking, he is making many efforts. And he says, I don't have any questions that pop in from within. Does it show that I'm not working enough?
He needs to take the articles that we are studying or something nearby to it, from Shamati, from the writings of Bala Sulam and Rabash, in short, and to see when he reads them what's clear to him, what's not clear. He can find questions that will advance him. He needs to read the things that his heart desires to read, that he wants to be in it, and then from that to ask.
USALA. LA. Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
Can hear you.
Ellie, open your mic.
Now, I believe. Would we say that Torah and mitzvot would be considered, let's say, the morning lesson versus work with a group? How would we separate Torah and mitzvot as compared to saying Torah and mitzvot?
Repeat, please, your question.
I'm sorry. Torah, how would we separate the idea of Torah and mitzvot? Would Torah be as attending the morning lesson and mitzvot as working in the group? How would we understand them as two separate entities rather than Torah and mitzvot?
בשיעור בוקר, והמצוות זה עבודה בקבוצה. איך היינו מבדילים בין שני המושגים, תורה ומצוות?
מצוות זה פעולות שאנחנו...
מצוות, commandments are actions that we perform in connection. And the Torah is the light that shines in our efforts and helps us reach connection. And then the light that appears inside the connection. All of this is called Torah. So Torah and mitzvot. Mitzvot is what we do on our part, and by that we invite the reforming light called Torah. As it's written, I've created the evil inclination, and we arrange the evil inclination as much as possible. I created the Torah as a spice. Right? Because the light reforms. The Torah comes from above, and the light that connects us, that sustains us, and the mitzvot is what we perform in the connection between us. That's why the main mitzvah is love your friend as yourself. the main precept, the summary of all of our efforts in connection. Okay. PT 29.
Rav, why is it written in such a way that a person should be in lowliness?
Because a person needs to be in lowliness. That's it, PT 22.
Good morning, Rav. Is it true to say that being proud in the ways of the Lord, this is the very choice of the person, being chosen by the Creator to serve Him, and the lowliness is in his attempt to walk in the ways of Torah, even though he doesn't understand it, he should lower himself until he will receive the reforming light.
We never understand what we have to do, because we always advance towards a new state. So how can you go to a new state, a new meaning completely new? Each time in spirituality, a new state has no connection to the previous state. So how could you enter a new state and you know? You don't know. That's why entering into each and every state, new state, has to be in faith above reason, meaning in the force of bestowal, the force of agreement, consent, with your eyes closed, because this is truly a new world, a new stage, a new degree. So it cannot be that there is a different way in spirituality where I will see what I'm doing. To see means to understand, to attain. How can that happen towards or relative to spiritual state that you're still not in? How can you enter a state that you're not in it? You develop the force of bestowal, faith above reason, above your previous reason. You develop such a force whereby you agree to receive everything that's coming from above through your connection with the Ten. Everything that comes as coming from the Creator. And in this way, you establish, you arrange the path, you're building your rocket. And that's how you enter spirituality, because you have reason from before, and now you wish to go above this reason in total bestowal. And each time like that, then you're truly open new spiritual degrees.
Thank you.
No, Spain won.
Pregunta el grupo joven. El orgullo debe ser solo en aceptar con humildad su limitación frente a la sabiduría del Creador.
Is pride, should pride be only in receiving humbly one's limitation versus the wisdom of the Creator? Meaning the fact that one is limited with respect to the wisdom of the Creator.
Yes, what used to be pride in the previous degree that awakens, we now have to invert it with subjugation, humility. And this way, each time with this flip-flop, we're working with this pride, subjugation and pride.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Раф, если вдруг у меня рождается ощущение такое твердое, что
if suddenly a clear feeling appears within me that I don't believe some friend, somebody, a part of the group, some specific view, and other friends feel like me, we're certain that they're wrong. Does it mean that we lack faith above reason, or is it something else?
I don't know. Corporeal things have to be resolved corporeally, and spiritual things have to be resolved spiritually. And it's up to you to distinguish between the two. I'm not getting into this. You wish to pull me in as an arbitrating force, as a judge. No, I'm not going to help you out here. You have friends. You should work it out between you. That's it.
Tel Aviv 2.
The side of subjugation and lowliness, that's quite clear. But the side of pride, can you explain what exactly a person should be proud about?
He shouldn't. But if he is, he is. He needs to be proud that the Creator has chosen him. The Creator is advancing him. That he is following the footsteps of the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to come closer to the Creator. This has to be with pride. When he subjugates himself, when he turns himself into zero, in order to help all of humanity, by that he engages in pride. The pride that we develop includes subjugation inside. So it turns out that it's not corporeal pride where I feel proud relative to everyone. On the contrary, it's like a mother towards a baby. She's greater. She's seemingly in a state of pride, but towards him, she's subjugating herself.
Can one be proud for his friend?
האם אדם יכול להתגאות עבור החבר שלו?
לא.
No. That's... it's confused. It's not even worth asking such things because it's not in the direction of the goal exactly. Tel Aviv 1.
Does love thy friend as yourself carry out in the upper nine, in the ten, and then one towards everyone?
You can say that, yeah.
How does that practically happen other than prayer?
In revelation, if you engage in that, you'll see that by that you're building a place for revelation.
What's the meaning? If they pray for everyone, then they all receive? That's the way to receive?
Of course. PT 18.
Rav, can the student be lowly and at the same time rejoice? Do they not contradict one another?
Completely not against it. That's why it's written, I wish you were low. And it's not that they want to knock you down. It's that you are in...
it's you limit your spirit to rise to a higher spirit. So what is the joy about that I lower myself until I will be in joy? Is that it? Let's continue, Moshe. Michael, sorry.
We are in excerpt number 80, the matter of the rod and the serpent. This is the meaning of the question, what is in your hand? A hand means attainment from the words, if a hand attains. A staff means that all his attainments are built on the discernment of inferior importance, which is faith above reason. Faith is regarded as having inferior importance and as lowliness. One appreciates things that clothe within reason. However, if one's mind does not attain it, but resists one's mind, and then one should say that faith is of superior importance to one's mind, it follows that at that time he lowers his mind and says that what he understands within reason, that he resists the path of the Creator, then faith is more important than his own mind. This is because all the concepts that contradict the path of the Creator are worthless concepts. Rather, they have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. It means that he annuls everything he hears and sees, which means that he is going above reason. And thus it seems to a person as lowness and katnut, smallness. However, with the Creator, faith is not considered as lowliness. Since with a person who has no other choice but to take the path of faith, considers faith as lowliness. However, the Creator could have placed his Shekhinah on something other than trees and rocks. Yet he chose this way, called faith. Specifically, he must have chosen it because it is better and more successful. You find that for him, faith is not regarded as being of inferior importance. On the contrary, specifically, this path has many merits. But it appears lowly in the eyes of the creatures. We're going to read excerpt number 80 once again from Shamati, article number 59, concerning the staff and the serpent. This is the meaning of the question, what is it in your hand? A hand means attainment from the words, if a hand attains. A staff means that all his attainment are built on the discernment of inferior importance, which is faith above reason. The discernment of faith is regarded as having inferior importance and as lowliness. One appreciates things that clothe within reason. However, if one's mind does not attain it, but resists one's mind, and then one should say that faith is of superior importance to one's mind. It follows that at that time he lowers his reason and says that what he understands within reason, that he resists the path of the Creator, then faith is more important than his own reason. This is because all the concepts that are contradictive to the path of the Creator are worthless concepts. Rather, they have eyes, but they will see not. They have ears, but see not, but hear not. It means that he annuls everything he hears and sees, which is called going above reason. And thus it seems to a person as lowness and katnut, smallness. However, with the Creator, faith is not considered lowliness. Since one who has no other choice but to take the path of faith considers faith as lowliness. However, the Creator could have placed his Shekhinah on something other than trees and rocks. Yet he chose this way specifically, called faith. He must have chosen it because it is better and more successful. You find that for him, faith is not regarded as being of inferior importance. On the contrary, specifically, this path has many merits, but it appears lowly in the eyes of the creatures. We can't hear.
Chinat mate, mata, below. Well, we have only Makvij 2. Please.
Can we say that faith above reason is an action before you understand something?
No. How can that be that I do something before I decide? decide. Before I understand, yes, I understand what you're saying, but not according to what I decide. I decide I'm going to perform an action, even though I don't understand, because I am adhered to the Upper One, connected to the Upper One. We have to understand. I'm in some kind of degree. How can I rise above it to the next one? That I have no mind, no feeling, no forces, nothing. How can I suddenly live on a higher degree? Spirituality is constantly takes us up and up from degree to degree. In our degree, we're on a plane. How can we raise to a higher degree? That's why we have a means here, such a patent, called faith above reason, which is a means to go from degree to degree, from da'at, from reason, which is knowing in the current degree I'm in, to the reason of the next degree. In order to rise to that, I'm in a state of faith above reason, which helps me to rise from one reason to the next. That's how it is. How can we be born? How can we make kids? How can humanity, and not only humanity, nature, can raise itself from degree to the next? Only from the force of faith, the force of bestowal. What does that mean? That I annul the previous degree, the previous reason, the previous feeling. As it's written, they have eyes and they shall not see. Inaim, eyes are the light of Chochmah, the vessels of reception. Oznaim lam, ears are vessels of bestowal. I don't have it. I have nothing. What I had, I don't use. So what do I use? The Upper One. I want to go to a higher degree. How do I do it? That's why the Creator gives us a group, and with it, we try to rise to a higher degree. Otherwise, we will remain in the state we're in, like beasts that don't grow. Man is called the one who resembles the Creator, that constantly rises himself more and more. That's why he needs to use this crane called faith above reason, that the force of faith takes him up from the state he was in to the state he's supposed to be in, between those degrees. Faith takes him higher to the next degree. How can that be? Simple. That he's in that state, the first state. He has to rise, and he receives what the Creator shows him from a higher degree. And everything seems not good and opposite and against the mind and feeling, but he takes it because it comes from the Upper One, that there's none else besides him. And that's how he acquires the next degree. And that's how it is every time. Start explaining this to yourself in all kinds of ways, because that can help. And I have no words. Nobody has words to explain this to the other. Every person needs to explain it for himself. If there are any questions about that, please. Moscow 7.
Пишет Бальсулам в этой статье, глаза у них да не увидят.
Бальсулам writes in the article that they have eyes and don't see, they have ears but hear not. Meaning a person cancels everything he sees and hears and agrees with the way of the Creator,
the feeling in mind. He has that from the previous state, and he needs to rise to the next state. That's why he's not agreeing in using his mind and feeling from the previous state. He must rise to the next. That's why he takes it with his eyes closed. That what the Creator is showing him now, that's called perfection. But it's completely not according to the mind and feeling. And according to what is against my mind, but that's what the Creator is showing me, but I'm happier. And it means that I'm before a big ascent. Clear? Ita 4.
Maestro, dare una giustificazione a questo lavoro, quando noi vediamo il buio, sia nella vita materiale che in quella spirituale, significa andare al di sopra della ragione?
What's the justification we can give to the state of darkness that we see in spirituality and corporeality? What does it mean to go above reason?
Reaching darkness is that there can't be light if it's a higher degree that shines upon me. It always shines in its posterior. And I, by this, can I know myself towards it and rise to it. Like a baby. Imagine to you that a baby, in order to grow, needs to know what the mother has, according to its mind and feeling. Can he do it? No, but he annuls himself. That's what nature does to him. He adheres to the mother and receives from her by annulling himself. Or maybe he does it by the upper force from annulment, that's called in the womb, or he annuls himself outside of the womb when breastfeeding. And in that way, more and more and more, the way he grows spiritually, he needs to annul himself more and more towards the upper one. And every time, it helps him be like the upper one.
Zichron.
Good morning, dear Rav. I wanted to ask, what is the serpent and what is the rod in this excerpt?
Mate, the rod, is below in importance. If you grab it correctly on the tail and not in the head and so on, then you can go forward with it. Meaning the serpent is actually the opposite form. It helps you and leads you ahead, like a rod, a staff. And that's how you advance. Below in importance or up in importance? That's the whole thing.
The serpent is higher in importance?
Yeah, what was below, you raise it above. Faith above reason, and that's how you advance. We have it explained in our articles. What do we do now? Latin 6. Latin 6.
Hello, Rav. It's written that the Creator could have put the Shekhinah on things that are not trees and rocks. What does it mean, trees and rocks?
That things that aren't important. That's what he does.
Kazakhstan.
Thank you, Rav. What you explained,
and найти объяснение свое собственное веры высшее знание.
to find an explanation of above reason of your own. Could you explain that in more detail? Because I feel that it helps. It's written, don't be Moses, Abraham.
You have to search for that alone. Here, you need to exert. If you find it, you find it. If you don't, you don't. But for now, search. Sochi.
Тело всегда дает энергию жизни, в знании идти.
The body always gives energy, vitality, knowledge to advance. Where do we take this qualitative leap so it will always be this endless energy like a rocket, that a missile that disconnects from Earth to go above reason? Where do we have such forces? They don't exist in knowledge, in knowledge of the system or anything.
You receive from the Creator through the Ten. From the Creator through the Ten.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Shalom, querido Rav. Cuando me elevo de un
grado. Hello, dear Rav. When I rise from one degree to another in faith above reason, what is the influence of prayer and the reforming light in this ascent?
The bestowal, when you work towards a friend, it helps you connect to the Creator, and then from Him you get the force of bestowal. That's it. Chelyabinsk.
Когда я стремлюсь отменить себя в группе, то всегда упираюсь в какую-то стену и не могу ее преодолеть.
When I want or try to nullify myself in the group, I hit a wall that I can't overcome. What should I do?
I can't say. You need to activate your prayer. We don't have any other weapon except for a request towards the Creator. We have no other way to do any, to rise upon any obstacle. And it's also not worth it if you knew you could. The fact that you see that you can't, that's already a revelation that you can't. And then before you, you have one possibility. And please help me. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. What's the role? Our question is, what's the role in preparation in rising above? They have eyes, but they cannot see, and they have ears, but they cannot hear. And what form does this preparation take?
That we can't rise to spirituality with our mind and feeling. That's what a person has, a mind and feeling, mind and heart. And the way they are now, I can't rise to a spiritual degree to see it, to open it. For that, I must have a new mind and feeling. That's it. French.
Oui, bonjour Rav. Quel est le rôle du jeu pour monter d'étape en étape?
What is the game for to move from one state to another?
Say it again.
What is the role of the game or playing in order to move from one state to another?
It's really a game, that's how it's called. That the Creator is playing with the created being, with the will, the will to receive. The game is that we constantly help one another as if we're big, as if we're able, and so on. We're trying to push each other with honor and so on. We want to awaken one another in the ten to not remain
and dormant. That's the main game. MAC-VG1.
Yeah, we know that when there is a room in a vessel, there is a question. It's asking a question. So what is the significance of the creator asking a question?
My bad, boys. I suck.
I'm just not going to eat the charge.
When the Creator asks a question, it signs that you're continuing that way and you're asking it. PT
31.
How do we do that emotional leap where you have more than the 10, and you're telling us now that it's worthwhile for us to care more than all of humanity. How do we do this emotional leap where we want to think of all of humanity?
That is something you need to understand. It's all your own vessels. In order to reveal your reality, your soul, and completely, you have to connect and bestow to all of humanity. That all of those, black, white, red, blue, I don't know who, what, yellow, they were all, they're all parts of your soul. Of Yud, 1, 2, 3, 4. And you need everybody in order to assemble the general vessel of the soul. That's why our correction is called the end of corrections, that we have to connect everybody, bestow to everybody, and in that way reveal the Creator to everybody as one.
We do this emotionally. I want to feel it.
Feel it? No problem. Suffer from not feeling it. Start thinking about that more and more. That's your soul, and it's disconnected from you. And you are disconnected from your own soul. Imagine you only have one point, and the rest, it's all outside of you, around you. Okay? So, we are going to, what do we have? 80, right?
We read 80, we have excerpt number 81, which is also from Shemati 59.
So, let's do it.
So, excerpt number 81. The failures themselves cause one to take upon himself the discernment of a staff once more, which is the discernment of faith above reason. This is the meaning of what Moses said, but they will not believe me, which means that they will not want to take upon themselves the path of working in faith above reason. Then the Creator told him, "What is it in your hand? A staff. Cast it on the ground." And then promptly it became a serpent. It means that there is no intermediary state between the staff and the serpent. It is rather to know if one is in Kedusha or in the Sitracha. It turns out that in any case, they do not have any other choice but to assume the discernment of faith above reason, which is called a staff. This staff should be in the hand and not to be thrown. This is the meaning of the verse, "The staff of Aaron budded." It means that all the budding, blossoming he had in serving the Creator was based specifically on Aaron's staff. This means that he wanted to give us a sign to know if we are walking on the path of truth or not. He gave us a sign to know only the basis of the work, meaning what basis one is working on. If one's basis is the staff, it is Kedusha. And if the basis is within reason, This is not the way to achieve Kedusha. We're going to read excerpt number 81 once again from article 59 in Shamati concerning the staff and serpent. The failures themselves cause one to take upon himself the discernment of a staff once more, which is the discernment of faith above reason. This is the meaning of what Moses said, but they will not believe me. It means that they will not want to take upon themselves the path of working in faith above reason. Then the Creator told him, "What is it in your hand? A staff? Cast it on the ground." And then promptly it became a serpent. Meaning that there is no intermediary state between the staff and the serpent. It is rather to know if one is in Kedusha or in the Sitra Acha. It turns out that in any case, they do not have any other choice but to assume the discernment of faith above reason, called a staff. This staff should be in the hand. The staff should not be thrown. This is the meaning of the verse, "The staff of Aaron budded." It means that all the buddings he had in serving the Creator were based specifically on Aaron's staff, which is the matter of wanting to give us a sign to know if we are walking on the path of truth or not. He gave us a sign to know only the basis of the work, meaning what basis one is working on. If one's basis is the staff, this is Kedusha. And if the basis is within reason, this is not the way to achieve Kedusha.
Questions?
Скажите, пожалуйста, что означает брать змея за хвост?
Tell me, please, what does it mean to grab the snake by its tail and not by its head?
It depends how, what importance you give him, whether in the tail or in the head, because working with the serpent is still something you need to do. You can't do it without the evil inclination. The whole creation is the evil inclination. The question is, how do we work with it? What actions do we do with it? I have to work constantly with the evil inclination and know that it is always in me. But how do I relate to it? Do I grab it in its head or in the tail? That's the whole matter. Then according to that, according to what the Creator advises, I'll always advance correctly. PT 25. David.
No.
Well, he's frozen.
Yeah. So, Hebrew 10.
Rav, what is the serpent in the 10? Everything that bothers connection is called a serpent?
Yes. Whatever comes against the connection is the serpent. Next, Latin.
Gracias, Rab. Está bien si yo me esfuerzo a decir y a pensar con mi mente
que todos los
estados provienen del Creador y son para bien, aunque yo todavía no lo sienta así.
Hacer esto. Is it okay if I effort to say that all the things come from the Creator and they're for the good? Is this effort above reason or is it the Sitra Acha?
It's not enough to say that everything happened for the good. Then I'm in a state that I don't respond to anything, that I don't participate actively. To say that everything's for the best, what does that mean? Everything for the best that it's demanding me to do an action, everything for my benefit, that I will start activating myself. And when I do that, I start advancing. Or if I activate myself in a wrong way, I'll reveal my problem, my mistake. And not that everything is for the best and that's it. Everything for the best is for the person working. That's what has to be. Maybe we shall go to the next step.
Before we move to the next part, let's sing a song.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut vesham hu yotze mitoch hagalut vehofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut vesham hu yotze mitoch hagalut vehofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev מחליט שרוצה אלוקות junto al grupo llega la amistad ושם הוא יוצא del exilio salir והופך את הנסתר לגלות.